This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to Trivia Friday here on, it is of course Friday, but May 30th, almost running out of May. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week. J.J. Jasper, brother Bert Harper, my other two professors, three professors are we. And it is Trivia Friday, first-time callers, 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you have never been on the air with us before, 888-589-8840. All right, we reset our questions before the break. So, Brother Bert, let's go back to the phones.
Okay, let's go to Arkansas. Bryson, thank you for calling.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. What part of Arkansas are you calling from, Bryson?
Well, so we're going through Tennessee now. We're going to Nashville to the NASCAR races. I live in northeast Arkansas in Newport.
Well, okay. Great. Man, right. Well, great. Have fun driving, okay?
Hey, Bryson, I'm going to be in tiny Onia, Arkansas in October. O-N-I-A. It's up from Mountain View.
Yeah, so, I've never heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's maybe 30 minutes north of Mountain View. Mountain Home, Mountain View. I don't have all the information right in front of me.
Okay. Hey, Bryson, you want to answer, ask, or both?
We're going to do both, it's me and my wife. I actually saw J.J. We used to live in Lake Village, and he came to LVA Church there years ago, and we saw him there.
Lake Village, Arkansas?
Yes, sir. That's a great area.
Right off the river?
Just over from Greenwood, Mississippi. Greenville, Mississippi.
I've been there. Biggest mosquitoes I've ever seen in my life is in Lake Village, Arkansas. They got me and carried me away, man.
Well, Bryson, what's your wife's first name?
Bree.
Bree. All right, Bryson and Bree. That sounds like a match made in heaven.
Yes.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
We're going to answer the pastrami question.
All right, here's the question, Bryson. Perhaps you've had a delicious pastrami sandwich before. Is pastrami made from beef or pork?
Beef.
It is beef.
Woo. Nicely done.
You know what? I like pastrami, and I saw this question popped up somewhere, and I thought, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but I looked it up, and it's
beef. How did it get
beef.
His name from beef?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's kosher.
Yeah, I have no idea. Pastrami, but I know growing up in delis up in the Boston area, pastrami, corned beef. There's some similar ways in which it's made.
I imagine
but
it's
those
prepared.
Are big. Those
yeah,
are big
Bryson, you or Bree, who gets credit for that?
Me. Well, actually, Google.
Google. All right,
that's good. What's your question for us?
Okay, so I'm an Arkansas State Trooper, and it's a two-part question. I want to know what year the troopers were founded, and now we're called troopers, but what were we originally called?
Hey, you're not the trooper that came up and gave me that little badge.
I am.
That gave me a little badge, and we had a conversation there.
I thought he gave you a ticket.
I am.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah, yeah. They have like a little, you know, like a little badge that you could sew on a, you know, on your sleeve or something. And we had the best conversation.
Oh, you remember that.
I'm always impressed with law enforcement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Well, I do remember you. Hey, thank you for the way you serve and protect. We're all about that thin blue line. But go ahead with your question.
Okay, I think it would be possibly a ranger. You know, the Texas Rangers, were they first? I'm just trying to go back, and then they would become troopers. I don't know if that would be it or not.
Now, ranger would be my only guess.
That's the only one.
But I don't really know the answer.
I'm going to guess.
I'm going with you on the
1846. Rangers. The reason I say 18, isn't that something about Texas during that period of time?
Yeah, in Waco, they have a Texas Ranger Museum.
Yeah. I don't know for sure. I'm just taking a stab at it, Bryson.
Bert.
Let us know. What is it?
Okay. It is. It's if we were the Rangers originally, and it was 1935.
Oh, way.
Okay, well, you're talking about Texas Rangers. He's talking about Arkansas Rangers.
Arkansas Rangers that became state troopers.
Yeah.
Great.
Bryson, thank you for what you do.
That's a great question. Sir.
AFA and AFR, we love our law enforcement officers and our emergency people responding. Thank you, brother. Keep it up.
Amen.
My uncle, police officer, my wife's only brother, police officer, and I have two son-in-laws. One's a police officer, one's a fireman. So first responders, that's very personal to us. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Bryson. Let's go to Mississippi and talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, thank you for calling.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Call will be recorded.
What's that, Jonathan?
Good morning.
Good morning. Where from in Mississippi, man?
We are from Gulfport, Mississippi, but we are headed to Kentucky. I have a van full of Gulf Haven Youth Group, and we're headed off on a service project.
Oh, wow.
We're in Kentucky. They've had a lot of damage up that way. Which place are you going, Jonathan?
We are going to partner with Big Creek Mission for this coming week.
Well, man.
Well, that is really nice. Yeah. Lord bless them. Keep them safe, and let this be an experience they'll remember forever. Use them to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, Jonathan, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, we're going to do both, but I had a comment there about one of your previous callers that was hauling horses, and I was going to ask JJ when a horse falls down out in the field and he can't get up, what does he say?
Well, for one thing, I know if they're discouraged, people come up and say, "Why such a long face?" That's what I always say to a horse if I see them discouraged or if they've fallen down. I don't know. What's the answer, Jonathan?
Says help. I can't giddy up.
I can't giddy up.
Hey, ask
that's good.
Hey, ask your youth group here.
Look.
Ask your youth group
I'm gonna pass the phone to Lily, and she's gonna answer a question, and she's gonna pass it back to Carter, and he's gonna ask one.
All right,
okay, Lily, go ahead, Lily.
Hi. I want to answer your question about how Paul got away from the Jews in Damascus.
Okay, that's the exact question. So, what is the answer?
He was lowered out of the city wall in a basket by his fellow disciples.
Woo! Wow, way to go.
So are y'all telling me that Moses wasn't the only basket case?
That's right.
Hey, that's nicely done, Lily. Hey, Lily, what grade are you? What grade are you going to be in this fall?
I'm going to be in the 10th grade.
10th grade. Well, that's really nice, you and your friends, others there in the youth
group. Way to spend a summer week.
Yes. Yeah. My wife's from Gulfport. Great area there, Gulfport, Biloxi. And we're so glad you got the radio on to AFR. That's hey, awesome. what's your question?
Your friend. Friend's going to ask us one.
Yeah. What's your
Pass
question
the phone
for us?
Doing. Yeah.
What's up, guys? My name is Carter. I'm going to be asking the question.
Well, go ahead, Carter.
I got a question. All right, what is the only mammal that lays an egg?
Platypus?
Oh, it's a platypus.
Platypus.
The duck-billed platypus.
Oh, it's too easy.
No.
Hey, it's professor.
Yeah, you're talking to three professors.
Yeah.
Is it Carter?
Carter.
Carter, what, I'm telling this, asking this to the whole group. What does Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist have in common? What do Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist have in common?
What does Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist have in common?
Both their middle names are Steve.
They both like honey, and they both have the same middle name. You guys got it. All right, be safe. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Amen.
Well, that was fun.
Has that ever happened to y'all with a van load of kids?
Nothing I can remember.
I think that's the first.
Now, I don't have
Trivia.
The right. Stay on the line. I don't have the right to give one of these away. I'm not higher up like y'all guys, but I
you mean
think,
to the whole van?
No, just
to the youth director?
Yeah, the youth director.
Oh, yeah, we could do
I
that.
I think so, yes.
Y'all,
is he still on the line, or did we lose him?
I think he's on the line.
Go ahead and click on Jonathan there if he's still there. I think that is – wasn't that – was it Jonathan?
That was Jonathan. Right. Jonathan, are you there? Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stay online. I won't send it to get your address. We're going to send, since you're driving, we're going to send you a cap, and then you can pass it around to the different ones in the youth group if everybody's all right wearing the same hat. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, please stay online. Guys, right. Put him on hold.
Put him on hold and send you get his information.
Oh, that was fun. That was trivia history right there.
We've never
had a van load of youth on their way to a short-term mission project.
Well, let's go to Iowa and talk to Matt. Matt, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
What part of Iowa you live in, Matt?
About an hour away from Cedar Falls.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to Cedar Falls. I was at a conference up there years ago. Beautiful area. More corn fields than I've ever seen in my life. Really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have something to feed the pigs so we can get bacon.
That is
so
true.
Grow that corn.
Hey, Matt, you want to answer, ask, or both?
Both.
Okay, which question do you want to answer?
The one about the turkey in the airplane.
Here's the question. It's true or false, Matt. Airline passengers landing in Turkey are getting fined for standing up too early before the seatbelt sign is turned off. Is that true or false?
That's true.
It is 100% true.
Wow.
And I've got it right here. Let's see if you want a little bit of backstory. It was from the Washington Post, and they're fining people 2,603 Turkish lira or lira. That'll make a lira out of you. 2,603 lira, or it's $67 U.S. Yep. But
for getting up before the seatbelt sign's off.
Yeah, if you get up and start opening the overhead bin, you start, you know, start getting out in the aisle, and that's crazy. It really is true. It's something that just came out. When it comes to leaving a plane, passengers may not be too anxious to get up early because this is happening. Landing in Turkey, seatbelt signs not turned off. They've been fining impatient passengers who stand up too early. Yeah, it is the Washington Post.
Okay.
So that's crazy.
Wow.
There you go, Matt.
Now you have to pay to get your assigned seat. You have to pay to, you know,
get your luggage
on. So now, you know, if you're not thinking and it's, you know, taxiing, you know, into the terminal there and you just do like everybody does, start getting up, you might get a fine.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, Matt, you got a question for us?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
How many feet are the dashes on the road?
How long is a dash?
I asked this as a trivia question years and years ago, and I was shocked. I said, there's no way they're that long.
Like 3 feet or something.
No, it's longer than that. It's like they're like 6 or 8 feet. It's
really
crazy because it just looked like little dashes when you're driving down the road. You go, surely they're only about 3 feet, but they're like 6 or 8 feet.
You know that rub board that's on the side?
Right.
It helps blind people stay between the lines.
And what do you call that, rub board?
Yeah, I call it a rub board.
I think that's a good thing they put in there.
It is. It is.
I'm going to say it's 8 feet long. I know it's at least 6 feet.
What is it, Matt?
It's 10 feet.
10 feet.
Those things are 10 feet?
Yes. I used it as a true or false question because you're like, there's no possible way. They just look look 3 feet long when you're driving. Hey, that was great. You stumped us, Matt. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Okay. Let's go to Louisiana now and talk to Ivy. Ivy, thank you for calling.
Well, hello.
Yes, man. What part of Louisiana are you from?
Well, originally from Baton Rouge. Yeah.
Okay. Well, man, I'm glad you got through. Do you want to answer or ask or both today?
Well, I was going to ask about the Sims card, but somebody's already got that, so we'll just bypass that, and I'd like to answer a question.
Or ask one? Go ahead.
Maybe I could answer one and ask
Yeah, you can.
Okay, which question you want to answer?
Well, about the state that was named after a king.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. Which U.S. state was named after the king of France?
It was Louisiana.
Louisiana. Woo. That's right. Now, what's your question for us?
Well, he was Louis the 16th, and who was Louis the 16th's wife?
They both were executed. His wife was let them eat cake. Marie Antoinette.
Yeah.
All right, that was a good response there, Ivy. Hey, Ivy, I'm going to be in your state September the 18th, Thursday in Alexandria for a Pregnancy Resource Center banquet. Great state of Louisiana, a lot of French influenced food, yeah. Cajuns.
That's more south, up north in Alexandria and all of that. You're not as much so as you are the south part. But, man, you get in the southern part. You know what Paul said when you're set before food? Don't ask, you know, in southern Louisiana, you don't ask.
You don't ask. You just in the gumbo.
Gumbo, it's going to be in it.
You say, I don't know what a boudin is. Keep smiling and eating. Ivy, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Okay. Yeah, Christy in Ohio. Christy, thank you for calling.
Yes.
Go right.
I'm going to do both.
Okay. What part of Ohio are you from?
Lima, Ohio.
Okay, great.
Lima, okay.
Great. Okay, yep. Answer and ask both, huh? Which question do you want to answer?
I'm with you, but the question is the one about the Drake's Passage.
All right, Christy, here's the question. Where is the sea route called Drake's Passage?
It's from South America, goes around Cape Horn to Chile to, that area, and then it goes through.
Yeah, you got it. Absolutely.
Connecting the two oceans together.
Yeah.
Now, Christy, did you just like geography, or did you have to look that up, or what?
I'll be honest. I looked it up because I knew the question about Turkey because I'd seen it on Gutfeld last night, and I'm like, I better have a backup question.
There's another person prepared.
They mentioned that on Gutfeld last night about the getting fined in Turkey. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, they said it was like $56 U.S. dollars that they're getting fined if they stand up early. But, yeah.
Well, what's the difference in Drake Passage and the Straits of Magellan? Is it?
Well, I think the Straits of Magellan is just the actual strait.
Okay.
But Drake's Passage was the way that he was able to get around.
Okay.
Cape Horn. I think that's right.
That was interesting.
But that's because, and as Christy said, you have to, you know, go up, you know, past Chile and there's a particular way that you go.
Hey, what's your question for us, Christy?
Okay. Lima, Ohio is famous for two industries, one's from history and one's current. Can you name one of the two?
The current one is the beans. Everybody loves Lima beans, and you don't have to be from the country to appreciate that or know it. You get a good plate of whatever, fried green tomatoes, Lima beans, some cornbread, you'll be good to go.
Actually, Lima beans aren't made here.
I'm just being facetious with a real country accent.
Toledo is known for its glass blowing. You know,
really?
I'm going to just guess at it being something.
I have no idea.
Stained glass or something like that.
Something glass related.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I have no idea.
She gave us two.
She said there was two.
One for history current.
One's historical.
That's
good.
Producing war heroes. A lot of them came from Ohio. I know that. Yeah.
All right, you tell us, and we're going to know this. We laugh a lot, but we really do learn a lot on this show.
We do.
People are going to learn some interesting things about your great area. All right, tell us what's.
Yeah. Okay, so Lima is known for the Lima Locomotive Plant, and they made steam engines. The fact is, there's stand-up displays throughout our Allen County. Different parks have different one of those steam engines, including our Allen County Museum. And then currently, we're known for the Abram tanks. They make the Abram tanks here in Lima.
Wow. That's a lot of heavy industry.
That is. Yeah. Steam and then, man.
Yeah, good.
I bet you have a lot of engineers live there. Have to be to have that, you know.
I'm pretty sure, too. Yeah. But, yeah, sometimes Google search Lima and see our parks, and you'll see these static displays of these different tanks seriously. We have at least four or five that are strategically around in different parks. And then, like I said, there's a big one in the Allen County Museum.
There you go. Wow. You Lionel train buffs. Anybody that likes trains, you're looking for a road trip this summer.
That's a good
idea.
Go
up to Lima and check out all those locomotives they have in the parks and things.
Hey, now, wonderful. Christy, are people allowed? I know there may be some government army regulations and stuff, but are people allowed to tour the place where they make the Abrams tanks, or is that off limits?
I don't believe they do tours unless you're a governor or like a senator or something.
Yeah.
They do have like some miniature ones that they like take to parades and what have you.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a tank. One of the tanks, I believe, is at the Herod Park as well. The park in Herod has like tanks and a helicopter. I forget what all is out there. But they also have one of the Lima locomotives. And actually, that one you can get on.
Okay.
But as far as the actual Abrams plant, I'm not aware of a tour that you can do as just a general person. I think you have to be somebody official, like a president or a governor or a House representative, somebody like that.
Okay.
Hey, Christy, let me tell you the difference between a boy born in Boston and a boy born in Kentucky, raised in Mississippi. When Ed said, hey, let me ask you a question. I thought he was going to say, can they test drive one of those tanks? I was thinking, yes, that's just what I was thinking. Will they let you drive that thing around the block? And then he said, just walk through the plant. And I thought, give me a helmet. I'm going to strap that thing in and see if they'll let us take it out on the back 40 and just shoot a couple rounds. And I thought, oh, that's right. I'm born, raised in Kentucky, live in Mississippi, and he asked the normal question.
If you can't shoot it, you're not interested.
Why drive it?
Yeah, why drive
it? Hey, I was last time I was in Kansas, I went to a thing called Man Day, and they had hatchet throwing. They had all these things that you could shoot. And then you went over, they had a dirt track, and you could buy a car, and they auctioned off all these cars that were all busted and beat up. You could buy it for $100, $200, and then get out there on the track and drive these cars, and it was like
crashing.
Yeah, it was racing / demolition derby, and hoopties and everything. It was just so much fun to be there.
So Man Day, that makes a lot of
sense.
But
see, if you'd been out there with an Abrams tank,
I believe you would have won.
But I got that checkered flag and said, "Boys, I've won this sucker."
So obviously, these are vehicles that they make sure are running, or they can run.
That's all. They were just running and no other promises. I mean, fenders,
no air conditioning, no radio.
You have to wear a seatbelt.
Yeah, they'd have to stop just every so often and grab the bumpers and pull them off the track.
Yeah.
And just everything. So much fun.
All right. So, folks, we're going to have to give the answers to whatever questions are remaining. Brother Bert?
I just had one. What is the day after tomorrow called?
I cannot. We had this, and I was surprised that there was a name for it.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
And it's not Sunday.
Do you remember it?
No, I don't.
Overmorrow
is the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw that, and I said, oh, that's a good trivia when
absolutely
I'm on
that. That's really good, Brother Bert.
Is that,
that's all I had left.
I have nothing else remaining.
Who created the Dilbert comic strip?
That's Scott something.
Scott Adams. And I've mentioned this the whole show, but I would appreciate prayers tomorrow. Well, throughout the weekend, I'm going to be in Newton, Kansas. Tomorrow evening, Newton Weekday Bible School Celebration, Lindley Hall. It's free. It's their 100th year celebration. Then Sunday morning, Emmanuel Baptist Church in Newton, Kansas. Newton Bible Church on Sunday evening.
And Alex and I will be on Exploring the Word, and today is Fireway Friday, so keep those questions
all right.
coming.
Good. Wonderful. They can ask about anything.
They can ask about the Damascus Road.
Hey, there you go.
All right, folks, that's all the time we have for this edition of Trivia Friday. More great programming, though, directly ahead on American Family Radio Network. We hope you have a great weekend, Lord willing. We'll see you back on Monday.